The Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the court is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Starting it off for the 7-seed Clearwater Tigers, their head coach is Heath Ayers. They go with a 5'9 senior, Leighton Johnson, 5'8 sophomore, Nathaniel Edmonds, a 5'9 senior, Lucian Harris, 6'2 senior, Paxton Brinkley, and a 6'2 senior, Mikey Barnes. For the Arcadia Valley Tigers, they are the 2-seed in this tournament this season. They go with the 5'9 junior, Evan Enman, 6'4 senior, Wyatt Smith, 5'11 junior, Gerald Jackson, 5'11 senior, Caden Keith, and 5'9 senior, Dawson Bosing. Again, the starting lineups brought to you by the American Family Insurance Agency and Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Course Boulevard in Farmington. As they are proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community. Clearwater wearing the black uniforms with the orange striped on the side, orange Tigers on the front, and cursive, orange no trim, numbers on the front and back to match that. Arcadia Valley in the white uniforms, Tigers on the front, black trimmed in gold, numbers on the front and back to match that, with the gold stripe emblazoned in black around the base of the pants, the sleeve, and the collar for these uniforms. The Tiger head, that's at center court here at J.D. McGuffey Gymnasium. On the back of the jerseys as well, above the numbers. Starting lineups were brought to you by American Family. We're now time for the Boyd & Associates tip-off. Boyd & Associates, turning complicated matters into simple concepts. John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting, integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for 20 years. Opening tip won by the Arcadia Valley Tigers. And they have first possession, attacking the basket furthest away from us. Jarrell Jackson lays it in. Opening point, Arcadia Valley. 2-0, Tigers lead Tigers. It's AV leading Clearwater. In the backcourt, that's Barnes. Still in the backcourt. Clearwater has to get across the timeline. They do. Leighton Johnson takes it in. Forced back out. Finds Edmonds up and underneath. Can't hit the layup. Rebound fought for on the floor. Coming away with it, Edmonds. And possession arrow will stay with the Tigers. After his miss, he rebounds it. Lucian Harris on the inbound. Gets it underneath to Brinkley, but he walked before the shot and turns it over. First Clearwater turnover, and Arcadia Valley takes over. Caden Keith into the game to inbound, or rather he started the game. He inbounds to Jarrell Jackson. Jackson on the right side. Resetting an offensive play. Through a screen set by Bosing. Pick and roll, they get it back to him. Bosing. Bounce pass from Jackson to the left corner. That's Keith. Hop step through the lane. Jumper off iron. Rattles in. And he's fouled. And one coming up for Caden Keith. It's 4-0. The foul is on Nathaniel Edmonds. His first. And the and one try brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Short. Rebound grab by Barnes. Now it's Edmonds. Gets it to Johnson across the timeline. Steps on the baseline, or on the sideline rather, and turns it over. Full house for the second quarterfinal of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Jarrell Jackson with it across the center line, right up the middle to the right wing for Bosing. Tried to lob it down low. It was deflected away and stolen. First Arcadia Valley turnover. Crossing the timeline, Johnson quickly on perimeter. Up top to Barnes. Barnes back to Johnson. He gets through the logo again. Now between the circles. Johnson to the right side. Nearly had it stolen. Brinkley. He will give it away, and that's the third Clearwater turnover. And at the other end, transition outlet. Layup wouldn't go for Keith, but he's fouled. And he will shoot two free throws. And the foul goes on Leighton Johnson. His first. 4-0, Arcadia Valley leads. First free throw. Good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ledington and Festus. Caden Keith hits them both. He's got 4 points in the game. And in the backcourt, Lucian Harris gets it back. Now for Edmonds. Across the timeline to Mikey Barnes. Bounce pass down low. It was nearly stolen and then will be shoved out of bounds off of Paxton Brinkley, excuse me. Four turnovers for Clearwater. 6-0, the Tigers lead. The Tigers out of Ironton, that is, Arcadia Valley. On the right side, Bosing. Holding at the wing, up top. For Evan Inman, to the left side, Jarrell Jackson into the corner for Caden Keith. Back to Jackson on perimeter, up top, Bosing. Bosing, hop step through, met by a defender. Back out, Jackson, straight on three, uncontested, wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Brinkley. Swing pass, Edmonds. Gets it to Johnson. Johnson in the logo. 5:38 left in quarter number one. Johnson pass, stolen away by Inman. Fifth Clearwater turnover, and Inman can't hit the running layup. Nathaniel Edmonds with the rebound. Behind the back dribble, trying to work away from Inman, gets across the timeline, high dribbling, might have got away with the carry. Up top for Barnes, all five out on perimeter for Clearwater. To the left wing, that's Johnson. Johnson between the circles for Edmonds. Edmonds behind the back dribble, trying to take it right through a defender. And he gave it away, but before that, a whistle and a foul called against Evan Inman, his first. First on Arcadia Valley as well. Nathaniel Edmonds inbounds for Lucian Harris in the right corner. He'll take it into the lane, kick it out to Barnes, top of the key. Barnes backs off into the logo. Gets it to Johnson, cutting in. Had it poked away from behind. Diving play. Who came to get that? It was Braden Racer to force the turnover with the held ball, and the arrow favors Arcadia Valley. And also checking in, Camden Brandell. This Arcadia Valley team, way deeper number-wise than they have been in years past. They are the two seed in this tournament. On the left side, it's Brandell at the wing. Up top now to Evan Inman. Tries to split a couple of defenders. Takes it to the window and lays it off glass and in. Inman with his first make. It's 8-0 Arcadia Valley. South Iron started with this lead and drew a timeout. So do the AV Tigers. You're listening to High School Basketball, the 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
8-0, the lead for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Clearwater will inbound. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agents Mike Sonsegra in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Caden Keith with the steal and the lay-in. 7 Clearwater turnovers, and it's 10-0 Arcadia Valley. Full court pressure. As Edmonds gets across the timeline, he lobs it to Johnson. Johnson splits the defenders and is fouled on the shooting try. He will go to the line to shoot free throws, and the foul is called against Arcadia Valley. And it'll be Evan Inman with his second. Leighton Johnson has complete vision here, free throws. First one short. That is the first shot attempted by Clearwater, a second shot attempted, I should say, by Clearwater from anywhere on the floor. Nathaniel Edmonds missed a layup earlier in this quarter, or 4:21 to go in the first. No good on the second. Rebound is grabbed by Logan Dunn. Dunn on the outlet. It's now Racer to the left wing for Brandell. Dunn to the right side. This time it's Caden Keith. Back up top in the logo. That's Brandell again. Swinging it on perimeter. Deep three from Racer. That wouldn't go. And the rebound is grabbed by Johnson. He works it quickly up the floor on the near side. Halfway done to the first quarter. 10-0 game. Layup try from Johnson wouldn't go. And the rebound is grabbed by Logan Dunn, his second. Outlet. Lob down low. That's Keith off window and in on the assist from Jackson. 12-0 Arcadia Valley. Mikey Barnes steps across the timeline. Barnes to the foul line, back out on perimeter. Right side three, Harris got it. And Clearwater's on the board. Lucian Harris, the senior, makes it 12-3. Logan Dunn on perimeter for the Tigers. To the left side for Racer. Racer through the logo. Back to Jackson. Jackson takes it up top to reset the play. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first. Dunn at the right wing. Back to the head of the arc for Brandell. Now to Jackson into the left corner. Keith, we get a whistle and a foul, and it's called against Mikey Barnes. And on the push, first on Barnes, third on Clearwater. Subs coming in. Elijah Sylvie and Alec Todd for Arcadia Valley. And Robert Edmonds in for Clearwater. Inbound goes to the back door for Todd, and he put it off window and in. No contesting on that one. He was lost by the Clearwater defense, and it's 14-3 AV. On the right side, here's Carter Dean. He's also in for Clearwater. Up top for Edmonds. To the right side, Johnson. Back to Dean at the right wing. Out of the arc for Harris. To the left wing this time, it's Johnson. 2.5 to go in the first. Up top, Edmonds. Kick it to the near side. Harris, deep two, rattles in. Lucian Harris with five. And out of the backcourt, Jarrell Jackson. Jackson gets around a defender, and he's fouled hard. Taking it to the cup, he will shoot two. The foul is called against Lucian Harris, his first. And Jarrell Jackson will shoot free throws. He's 0 for 2 on an earlier trip. First one good. Or rather, this is his first trip. 3 for Jackson. Second one on its way, good. 4 points in the game for Jackson. It is 16-5, Arcadia Valley. Clearwater out of the backcourt. Robert Edmonds into the near corner for Carter Dean. Back to Lucian Harris. He'll cut around a defender, take it 1-on-4, put it off window, can't hit. And he is fouled, and he will shoot 2 free throws. And a foul called against Camden Brandell, his first. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. Locations in Ludington and Festus. Lucian Harris has all 6 points for Clearwater so far in this first quarter. Nearly 6 minutes gone. Caden Keith back to the floor for Arcadia Valley. Wyatt Smith back out there as well. Second free throw good. Harris hasn't missed from the land of anything tonight. He's got all 7 points for his club. And coming to inbound, Wyatt Smith. Nathaniel Edmonds back to the floor for Clearwater. Nathaniel and Robert Edmonds out there. On the right side, Arcadia Valley has it. Wyatt Smith up top for Racer. Quick feed, weaving on perimeter. Caden Keith for three. That wouldn't go. And the rebound's grabbed by Mikey Barnes. Across the timeline, Leighton Johnson. 1:40 left in quarter number one. On the right side, that's Robert Edmonds. To Mikey Barnes in the right corner. He'll fake a three. Still on perimeter. Dribbles to the wing. Takes it ahead of the arc. Now it's on the left side. Three ball. Dean got it. Carter Dean makes it a 6-point game. Down at the other end, Caden Keith is fouled, and he will shoot 2 more free throws. Foul is called against Carter Dean, coming back to try and block that shot. 16-10 is the score. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Keith with his first. Bounces off the iron. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice for glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health since 1966. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Logan Dunn back into the game, as is Dawson Bosing. Alec Todd coming out. As did Braden Racer. Second free throw for Keith. Rattles off. Offensive rebound. Bosing put back too strong. Rebound. Keith no good. Got his own rebound again. Can't hit that one. Offensive rebound Jackson. On the near side, Wyatt Smith. Bounce pass tried to get it to Keith out of his reach and out of bounds. Second AV turnover. And Nathaniel Edmonds will inbound for the Tigers out of Clearwater. Jared Pettis with you here on KFMO and the KFMO app. Also online at KFMOsports.com. Stolen, Keith, lay-in good. 10 in the game for Keith. 53 seconds left in the first. 18-10, Arcadia Valley. On perimeter, that's Dean. Gets it to Johnson to the foul line. Nearly lost it. Bounce pass, cutting to the basket. Lay in good. High off the window for Brinkley, his first make. The first player not named Lucian Harris to score for Clearwater. Eurostep, Jackson laid it in. He's got six, and it's 20-12. Leighton Johnson nearly turned it over. In the backcourt still. Now it will be turned over by Arcadia, forced by Arcadia Valley, I should say. Here's a miss from Jackson. Got his own rebound. Put back good in the foul. And one coming up for Jarrell Jackson. Foul is on Nathaniel Edmonds, his second. 17.1 to go, and it's a 10-point game. It was six earlier at 16-10. Lucian Harris back in for Clearwater. And one for Jarrell Jackson, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. It's good. He's got seven, 17.1 to go in the first. 23-12, Mikey Barnes gets it across the timeline. This is Carter Dean. Nearly had it and lost it. Players come together. It's stolen. Keith with four. He will dunk it. 12 for Keith, and the buzzer ends the first quarter. 25-12. Fans on their feet here in Arcadia Valley. We head to quarter number two. David Prater loving what he's seeing from his team in their first game of the Arcadia Valley Tournament on KFMO.
At Fredericktown R1 School District, they're not just preparing students for tests, they're preparing them for life. From innovative classrooms to supportive teachers, every student is given the tools to dream big and achieve. It's about inspiring a love for learning and building a strong foundation in academics, careers, technical education, arts, and athletics. In Fredericktown, our future starts here, where excellence in education shapes tomorrow's leaders. Fredericktown R1, where learning takes priority.
Oh no, my car won't start.
You should call Boyd Towing. They offer 24/7 emergency services.
Thanks, I'll give them a call.
Boyd Towing in Farmington offers a variety of services, including towing, roadside assistance, tire changes, and jump starts.
Aw, what if my keys are locked in my car?
Boyd Towing can help with that too. Find them on Facebook or call 573-431-1050 today, and Boyd Towing will be headed your way. That's 573-431-1050.
Discover the ultimate destination for mobile home repairs. R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. From doors, windows, and plumbing to skirting, roof coating, repairs, and service, they have you covered. Conveniently located in Valley Mines at Highway 67 and Y. Experience top-notch solutions for all your mobile home needs. Why settle for less when you can have the best? Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service. Call 636-937-9898. Your satisfaction is priority.
Quarter number two is about to start. And what do we have? They are going to send the teams back to their locker room. And perhaps it is for the same reason that I have. No number 33 on the roster in the book or on the rosters sent to me from the athletic director, Tara Lamb, here at Arcadia Valley. The number 33 for Clearwater I'm wondering if it's Keegan White, who was listed as 25 for the Tigers. This could be a technical foul, if I'm not mistaken. They converse at the table. We use this time to thank a couple of our sponsors of the Arcadia Valley Tournament. Shelter and Insurance Agent Chuck Odell and Bonterre. Graphic Options in Farmington, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines. Iron County Medical Center in Pilot Knob. And Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre. Jared Bettis with you here on AM 1240 KFMO. Quarterfinals of day one. And nothing just yet. So they have corrected it in the book, I suppose. And it'll be Lester, check that Clearwater with first possession to start quarter number two. Leighton Johnson has it across the timeline, gets it to Lucian Harris in the into the corner for Brinkley. Brinkley back to Johnson. Up top, that's Harris, three, wouldn't go. Rebound grabbed by Brinkley, but he steps out of bounds and turns it over. And after the miss from perimeter from Harris, and it's Arcadia Valley ball up 25-12. Three, Keith, got it. Caden Keith, his first make from perimeter and the first make for Arcadia Valley from the Land of Plenty. Up 28-12 now on the 7-seed Clearwater Tigers. Across the timeline, Harris. Harris up top for Barnes. Barnes to Johnson in the logo. Now to the left wing. Up to the foul line, Barnes. Kick it out, Johnson, three, left wing. That's too strong, Dunn with the rebound. Outlet goes to Jackson, into the corner, Bosing, picks a three, dribble drive in, hop step, runner, wouldn't go, rebound grabbed by Harris. And in the backcourt, they get it back to Harris. He crosses the timeline on the right side. To the left wing for Johnson. Johnson, interior pass, Barnes. Barnes backs out on perimeter. At the left wing, hands it off to a teammate. That was Brinkley. Back to Barnes, head of the arc. Barnes to the foul line. 6.5 to go in the second. Now for White. Splitting a couple of defenders. Harris lays it in. 28-14. Logan Dunn to the cup with the lay-in. Got it. Leighton Johnson pass knocked away and a push of the back called against Wyatt Smith. His first. A couple of Tigers checking in. It'll be Camden Brandell and Braden Racer, as well as Elijah Sylvie. And for Clearwater, Nathaniel Edmonds back in, as is Carter Dean. Here's Brinkley on perimeter, right side. Out of Johnson, head of the arc. Back to the right wing for Dean. Steps into a three, one on three, wouldn't go. And the rebound pulled down by Brinkley. Players come together, and a foul going to be called against Jackson. His first. And it'll be Clearwater ball left of the lane. They wipe off some perspiration on that brand new ball, and I think we're going to change basketballs. Oh no, they're just going to get a towel from the Arcadia Valley bench to wipe it off. 30-14. I heard them discussing before we went on air that this ball needed a little bit more air in it. Inbound pass knocked away. They get it down low to Dean. He can't hit on the layup try, and it's rebounded by Sylvie. Jackson around a defender. Lay-in, got it. Nine for Jackson. Anyways, they had mentioned that the ball needs a little bit of air. They aired it up over here, and they've had a heck of a time keeping perspiration off of it, or condensation, one of the two. Down low, Edmonds had it knocked away, rolls for it, and rolls it to a teammate. Still with it, that's Brinkley. Back out on perimeter to the left side, Johnson. Working in on Sylvie, and we get a foul call before the shot. And I think this is going against Sylvie on the hold. Yes, it is. First on Sylvie. third on Arcadia Valley here in the second quarter. Nathaniel Edmonds will inbound left of the lane for the Clearwater Tigers. Tried to go underneath. He does get it to Brinkley, but it was knocked out of bounds beforehand, and it'll still be a Clearwater inbound left of the lane. Now Harris comes in to throw it in. Harris up top for Johnson. Johnson can't step into one. Gets it back to Harris. He'll work to the foul line. Harris hop step through. Runner off window, and it falls off the side, and the rebound will be grabbed by Brandell, and he is fouled. The foul is on Lucian Harris, his second. Beg your pardon, the foul is on Nathaniel Edmonds, his third. Inbounding, Camden Brandell. 5:05 to go in the second. AV up 32-14. Jackson out of the backcourt. He's got nine. Make it 10. He's got it up top. Now to Jarvis. Three would not go. That was Braden Jarvis. And the rebound that time grabbed by White. And the backcourt for Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Right up the middle. Got it to the right wing for Dean. To the near corner for Brinkley. Brinkley sends it up top. White. White back to Brinkley. Back to White in the near corner. Here's Harris to the same spot. Three ball wouldn't go. Tried to dive for a foul, and the rebound's grabbed by Jarvis. At the other end, that's Jackson. Put up it in. Up around the defender. Jackson with 12. And it's 34-14. Arcadia Valley quickly to a 20-point lead. Spin move. That was a walk that wasn't called. Harris, right wing three. That's too strong. And the rebound grabbed by Sylvie. Sylvie outlet, lay in, got it. Camden Brandell, this Arcadia Valley transition has drawn a timeout and a full stoppage from Heath Ayers, Clearwater Tiger head coach. 36-14, AV leads Clearwater in a battle of the Tigers in the first round of the AV tournament on KFMO.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
The annual AV Thanksgiving Tournament is upon us, and you know what that means. Cold weather is too. Now is the time to take care of those fireplace, gas log, and wood stove needs. Both our Farmington and Fenton locations are ready to assist you with your next project. Whether you need help finding and installing your perfect heat source or servicing your existing gas logs or direct vent fireplace. Fireplace and Outdoor Living Supply by Victorian Sales, located at 8 East Harrison Street in Farmington, across from the Ozarks Federal Drive-Thru. We thank you and want to wish all the teams good luck in the tournament.
36-14, Clearwater trails. There's a turnover, the 11th by the Tigers. Arcadia Valley takes it the other way, and Elijah Sylvie off the fingertips and in. Timeout brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsager on Farmington, Jonathan Steffen, and Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Mikey Barnes to the left side, Johnson. Johnson up top for White. White now to the right wing for Edmonds. 3:20 left in the second quarter. Edmonds hop step through, one on three, can't hit the shot, but he's fouled by Braden Jarvis, his first, and the fourth on AV. And it'll be two free throws for Nathaniel Edmonds. His first two from the line in this game. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966, locations in Ledington and Festus. First free throw, no good. Couple of substitutions for Arcadia Valley. Alec Todd and Logan Dunn back in. Second free throw for Edmonds. That's good. His first point, and it's 38-15. And in the corner, Todd gets it to Racer. Now to the right wing. That's Bosing up top to Todd. Now to the left wing. They go to Racer. Hook shot layup wouldn't go. Offensive rebound, Keith, and he's fouled. And it's two free throws for Caden Keith. He's 2 for 3. The foul is on Nathaniel Edmonds, his fourth. Lucian Harris going to come off the bench for Clearwater. First free throw, no good. Harris coming in. And Keith will have another free throw. Again, they're brought to you by Complete Vision Care. 2:59 left in the second as Caden Keith ties his shoelaces on the far free throw line, furthest from us. Full crowd here at the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Quarterfinals, day one action. I've been here for the last couple of years. I don't know if I've seen a day one crowd this large. Second free throw, no good for Keith. Rebound grabbed by Harris. Outlet goes to Johnson. Johnson through the logo. Back to the left wing for Dean. Down low pass to Barnes, out of his reach and out of bounds. 38-15 Arcadia Valley, 2:46 left. Here in the opening half, we're in the second quarter. Cutting to the basket, Racer gets it back to Keith. Hop step through, layup off window and in. Keith with 14 here in the first half. He and Jarrell Jackson putting on a clinic for the Arcadia Valley Tigers. Across the timeline, that's Johnson. Takes it down low, baseline off window, no good, but he's fouled. Johnson will shoot two. And the foul is called against Dawson Bosing, his first. A 25-point game, 40-15. First for Johnson, good. His first point of the game. And he will get a second. That'll rattle in. Out of the backcourt, Dawson Bosing. Around a defender. Floater wouldn't go. Keith can't get to the rebound. It's Dean that comes away with it. Quick outlet, Johnson. Layup, good. 40-19. 2:10 left in the second quarter. Crossing the timeline, Braden Racer gets it to Keith on the right wing. Keith couldn't get it to Bosing. Back up top, now to the left wing. Racer three. That's too much of the back iron. Rebound, Todd. Todd back up top for Racer, the 5'9 senior. Back to the right side, Todd. Todd, head of the arc, Bosing. Bosing working it in, kicking it out. Logan Dunn, right corner three. Oh, wouldn't go. Oh, and Racer undercut the rebound, but he does come up with it. Back up top to Todd. He takes a straight on three. That doesn't go, and Barnes will come away with the rebound. Crossing the timeline. It's Clearwater, a minute 25 left in the quarter. Barnes to the right side. Oh, through the hands of White and out of bounds. AV ball. And inbounding Caden Keith. Bounce pass to Braden Racer. Up by 21. Keith. Fake the three, got it to Bosing, tripped through the lane, but he walked first and gave it away. Third Arcadia Valley turnover. Inbound to Johnson, lobs it to Barnes. Barnes to Harris, back to the right side. That's Robert Edmonds in, off the bench, across the timeline. Brinkley down low, stolen away by Racer. He'll strip it up the floor. Racer races to the cup and lays it in. his first two, and it's 42-19 with 50 seconds left in the half. And Bosing with the steal, one-on-one, shot blocked, but he's fouled. Bosing to go to the line to shoot two free throws. Foul is on Leighton Johnson, his first. 46.7 left in the first half. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, Arcadia Valley. Not doing well from the free throw line. They've missed six as a team. Make it seven as a team with that miss. Here comes the next one. That wouldn't go either, and the rebound for Brinkley, his fourth. Brinkley for Harris, outlet. Another player not on the roster. Picking up the dribble, said player. They get it to Barnes. Back out to the near side, Robert Edmonds. Edmonds tried to go to Harris. It was stolen away by Keith. Keith with an easy finger roll lay-in. Keith with 16 and a half. 20 seconds left. And Harris will inbound. Back to Harris across the timeline. Flips it past Barnes and out of bounds. Uriah Harris wears zero. Here's a runner from Logan Dunn. He got it at the buzzer. 46-19 is the lead for Arcadia Valley, sending it to break. Up big as they go to recess on KFMO.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
If you enjoy delicious pub-style food, you need to head out to the Iron Mule in Ironton. Enjoy a great selection from pizza, burgers, wings, wraps, and salads. Choose from an array of sauces for your wings and try the tasty gumbo. Check out the Godzilla Meat Lover's Pizza or the Uptown Supreme. Hungry yet? Then head over to the Iron Mule on Highway 21 next to Save-A-Lot in Ironton.
The faculty and staff at the West County School District would like to take this time to wish the coaches and players of the Bulldogs basketball team the best of luck in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Basketball Tournament. Your hard work and dedication makes the school district proud. So keep up the good work and good luck during the tournament from everyone at the West County R4 School District in Leadwood.
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterra today or call 358-3674.
If you are ready for a taste of Mexico in the heart of Arcadia Valley, look no further than Checo's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Ironton. Indulge in the richness of authentic Mexican flavors, from mouth-watering enchiladas to savory tacos and satisfying burritos. Their delicious menu guarantees you leave happy. Explore their lunch specials too. Swing by 106 West Russell Street or call 573-432-2232 to place your order. Checo's Mexican Restaurant, your passport to a culinary journey in Arcadia Valley. Looking for custom apparel that stands out? Welcome to Graphic Options in Farmington, your one-stop shop for all things custom. From t-shirts to hats, embroidery to screen printing, they have you covered. Need a unique design? They will bring your vision to life with top-notch quality and fast turnaround. Visit them at 120 West Pine Street in Farmington. They'll make your next event or business look amazing. Graphic Options, where creativity meets style.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
At halftime, the lead for the Arcadia Valley Tigers, they're the two seed over the seven-seeded Clearwater Tigers, is 46-19. And AV already out there shooting around at halftime. Not a whole lot to talk about at recess after the way they played in that first half, playing very, very well. Let's take a look at the numbers in this one. We'll start it with the individual stats. And the leading scorer for Caden Keith, 19 points. He was nails from the field. 8 for 11. Jarrell Jackson has 12 points. Logan Dunn with 4. Braden Racer, Evan Inman, Alec Todd, Camden Brandell, and Elijah Sylvie, each with 2. For the Clearwater Tigers, their leading scorer is Lucian Harris with 9. Layton Johnson and Paxton Brinkley each have 2, and Nathaniel Edmonds has a point. Or rather, Layton Johnson has 4. My apologies, folks. Shooting numbers from the field, AV is 20 for 34. That is a clip of 59%. 6 of 15 for Clearwater, that's 40%. They are 2 of 7 from the line of plenty, that's 29%. AV 1 of 8, that is 13%. The Tigers are 4 of 12 from the free throw line, that's 33%. And Clearwater is 63%, 5 of 8 from the courtesy stripe. Rebounds, even. 14 apiece. Turnovers, 17 for Clearwater, 3 for Arcadia Valley. Scoring off the bench favors the Tigers out of Ironton, 12-0. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report after this on KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
46-19 at half, scoring by quarter. AV 25-12 in the first, 21-7 in the second. They're up big here at halftime, as those stats were brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost-to-you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. 46-19 is the score at recess. After this one, we have West County and Lesterville coming up, 3-6. Then tomorrow, the only other quarterfinal, 4-5, Fredericktown. And Bismarck, of course, the Black Cats are going to be without their best player. And Tucker Reitzel going to miss perhaps the entirety of this tournament, recovering from a broken ankle. 46-19 is the score at half. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be third quarter action after this on KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
The second half is next on AM 1240 KFMO.
Riley's on the Square in downtown Ironton is your community store offering discounted items and more. They're committed to supporting our local communities through donations, requested support, and scholarships for seniors entering trade schools. At Riley's, you'll always find a hometown, family-focused shopping experience. Visit Riley's on the Square at 102 West Russell Street in downtown Ironton. Open Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday and Monday, 10 to 5. Riley's on the Square, where community comes first.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
If you've recently had a life event, call me, Rebecca McClanahan, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent, and we'll make sure you have the coverage you need.
The faculty, staff, and student body of the Arcadia Valley School District would like to wish all of the teams good luck in this year's Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. The Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament is built on tradition, pride, and excellence. Practice good sportsmanship and have fun making memories to last a lifetime. Best of luck to all the teams from all of the Arcadia Valley R2 School District. Go Tigers!
Out of the stoppage and into the third quarter, Arcadia Valley turns over their first possession. They're up 46-19. Jared Pettis with you here on AM 1240 KFMO and the KFMO app. It is the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament and its 99th installment. Teams have switched sides. Barnes feeds to Johnson. He can't hit. He is fouled, and Clearwater's Leighton Johnson going to the line to shoot free throws. Foul is on Dawson Boesing, his second. Leighton Johnson was 2 for 4 on his first two trips from the foul line. First one short. Free throws brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases. Locations in Lenington and Festus. Second free throw, short as well. Coming to get that rebound, it's Wyatt Smith. With it, Jarrell Jackson. Jackson to the left wing for Boesing. Finds Keith. Keith back out. Jackson to the left side. Inman, three. Oh, too strong. Harris gets the rebound. And miss from Evan Inman. Down low. Brinkley up top. For Johnson. Johnson to the cup. Mid-range jumper wouldn't go. Jackson grabbed the rebound. And at the other end, Boesing. Back out Jackson. Left wing three. That wouldn't go. Rebound Harris. I'd like to change my stats. Arcadia Valley was 2 for 9 at half from the lane of plenty. There's a Clearwater turnover. Keith off iron, can't hit the layup. Offensive rebound Inman, put back no good. Rebound out of bounds. There's a player down. I believe that's Keith. That's no good, as he is the leading scorer for these Tigers. He missed the layup try. Inman also missed after the rebound. And Keith is up to his feet with a little bit of a limp, holding his right calf as he will hop to the bench. Perhaps just a cramp or maybe a little embarrassment on the missed dunk try. Inbound pass nearly stolen away. Smith fights for it. Players come together. Held ball, and the arrow favors Arcadia Valley. And so it'll stay right here. 46-19, Tigers lead. We've played nearly 2 minutes of this quarter and nobody has scored. Inman wants a three from the corner. Got it. 49-19, now a 30-point game. Nathaniel Edmonds out of the backcourt. He's got 1 point in this one. Edmonds splits a couple of defenders and a foul is called against Arcadia Valley. And it's on Braden Racer on the grab. And the inbound will be right of the lane. Edmonds will throw it in. 99th annual Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Inbound goes to Lucian Harris. He'll take it to the cup after the fake and lay it in. 11 for Harris. We get a whistle. And a foul called against Clearwater. And it's Nathaniel Edmonds. Edmonds comes out. That's his fourth. The board read four earlier. They corrected that at halftime. Nathaniel Edmonds out. Braden Racer inbounds. They get it back to him after the inbound. Three from the left wing. Too strong. And the rebound's grabbed by Lucian Harris. That's his fifth. And across the timeline, it's Leighton Johnson. Johnson on the knee. Throws it away. Stolen by Jackson. Nobody to beat. Jackson will put it off window and in. Jackson with 14. And it's a 30-point game again, 51-21. Johnson, runner from five, off window and in. Jackson across the timeline. Cuts back, elbow, he's hit in the face. Puts it off iron and in, and we'll get the and one. What a great play by Jarrell Jackson. The foul called against Robert Edmonds, his first. Or rather, Leighton Johnson, his third. Alec Todd checks in for Evan Inman, and the and one for Jarrell Jackson is brought to you by Complete Vision Care. The ideal choice for anything regarding your eye care needs, including dry eyes and other eye diseases, locations in Ledington and Festus. And one, good for Jackson. He's got 15. Make it 17. Crossing the timeline. Arcadia Valley on defense as Clearwater has it in the corner. Harris back out on perimeter. Up top to Keegan White. White now to Edmonds. Back to Harris. Harris to the foul line. Splits a couple of defenders and is pushed from behind. And the foul is called against Arcadia Valley. And it's on Camden Brandell, his second. Lucian Harris inbounds. Right of the lane, 4:40 left in the third. Inbound goes to Robert Edmonds. Gets around a defender, into the corner. Dean for three. That'll roll in. Now on the right side, Braden Racer to the cup with a runner high off the window. No good. And Dean comes away with the rebound. 54-26 AV, 4:15 left in the third. And I believe Evan Inman, despite being hauled to the floor, is going to be called on the foul as he had a hold of the attacker. Yeah, Inman commits his third. And it'll be Braden Jarvis coming into the game for Arcadia Valley as Braden Racer comes out. Inbound pass goes to Robert Edmonds in the left corner. Now to the left wing, he's got Mikey Barnes. Barnes to the cup, beg your pardon, that was Keegan White, and he put it off window and in. His first make of the game off the bench, 54-28. Arcadia Valley leads under the halfway point of the third. On perimeter, Logan Dunn to the left side for Inman. Back to the wing for Braden Jarvis. Three ball from there, no good. Dunn comes up with the rebound. Back to Jarvis, layup misses. Dunn can't get to the rebound that time. Harris does, and he threw it to a teammate. Here's Dean. Down low pass to Harris, and he got it. 13 for Harris. To the near side, Dunn. Into the near corner, Brandell trying to split a couple of defenders and put it off of his shoelace. And turns it over. Lucian Harris will cross the timeline to the right side for Carter Dean. Dean at the wing, 3 minutes left in the third. Tried to bounce pass to Robert Edmonds, who faked a cut and went back away from it, and it goes out of bounds. That'll be the 20th turnover for the Tigers. Out of Clearwater, Arcadia Valley Tigers up by 24, 54-30. 2:50 left in quarter number three. Jarrell Jackson to Keith at the left wing. Can't hit the three, and Johnson skies for the rebound. Johnson now across the timeline, head of the arc. Man-to-man defense from Arcadia Valley. Carter Dean can't hit the three. We got a whistle, and what do we have? It ricocheted off the back post holding up the goal, and it's out of bounds. And so Wyatt Smith inbounds for Arcadia Valley. .234 left. Wiping up some perspiration on the floor. They get that taken care of. And the inbound goes to Jarrell Jackson. Jackson across the timeline. To the right wing for Keith. Keith swings at Smith. To the left side, Bosing. Bosing back to Keith, head of the arc, now to the right wing for Evan Inman. Inman back to the left wing, a wing-to-wing feed to Jackson between the circles for Bosing. Back to Inman on the right side, 2:14 left in the third. Back up top, Jackson in the logo. Jackson has it on the right side for Inman. Inman back up top to Keith, to the left wing now. Bosing, catch and shoot three, that's off the mark, and the rebound will be taken by Edmonds. Edmonds across the timeline had it taken away by Jackson. He works it up the floor quickly. One on three. Jackson off window and in, and he's fouled. And one coming up with a minute 53 left in the quarter. The foul is called against Uriah Harris, his first. And Jackson with the and one, brought to you by Complete Vision Care. No good. He almost got the rebound. Mikey Barnes came away with it. I don't know if Clearwater knew that was an and one try. Down low, Harris. That's Uriah. Gets it to the corner for Dean. Dean met by Keith. Pushes off of Keith. Dean back out on perimeter for Johnson to Barnes at the foul line. Barnes in, kick it out. Harris, dribble drive in. Tried to go back to Barnes. Had it knocked away and stolen by Arcadia Valley. 90 seconds left in the third. Bosing stripped and out of bounds off of him. A minute 26 left in the third and a 26-point game. Inbound goes to Uriah Harris. Across the timeline for Mikey Barnes. Barnes picked up the dribble. Barnes still with it. Keith all over him. Flips it to Leighton Johnson. Johnson to the left wing. A minute 14 left. Lobbed it down low for Uriah Harris. Got it to Barnes at the elbow. Barnes in. Shot wouldn't go. Got his own rebound. Put back try. No, it was blocked. That time it was Keith. Coast to coast. Keith with the lay-in. And Uriah Harris out of the backcourt. In a 28-point game, gets it to Johnson on the right side. Johnson through the logo, now to the left wing, left elbow as he's working inside on a defender to Barnes, top of the arc, Barnes for three, that's short, and the rebound grabbed by Wyatt Smith. On the near side, it's Keith, hop step through the paint, one on two, layup good. Keith with 23. 25 seconds left. Harris, behind the back dribble. Gets across the timeline, angles to the right side, bounce pass to Carter Dean, three, that's Johnson, excuse me, wouldn't go. Jackson comes away with the rebound. 10 seconds, Jarrell Jackson puts it up and in, one on three. 19 for Jackson, and that'll do it in the quarter. 62-30, a lead of 32, for Arcadia Valley. and the first round of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.
When you need hospital care, you don't have to travel far from home. Iron County Medical Center offers compassionate inpatient care and swing bed services right here in our community. Whether you're recovering from illness, surgery, or injury, their skilled team provides the treatment, therapy, and support you need close to family and friends. Compassionate care close to home. That's the Iron County Medical Center promise. Call 573-546-1260 and learn more.
It's the holiday season at Fisher Furniture in Ironton, and making delicious meals at home doesn't have to end in a difficult cleanup with an Amana electric range. Thanks to the easy clean glass door and spill saver upswept cooktop, messes and splatters won't matter. Plus, a large oven capacity means you can cook dinner and dessert at the same time. Shop Amana ranges and the entire Whirlpool family now at Fisher Furniture, Highway 21 in Ironton today.
Brad Wooten Auto Body is under new ownership. Owner Brad Jackson is committed to delivering the same trusted quality and craftsmanship customers have relied on for years. From dents to full collision repair, your vehicle is in expert hands. Stop by 401 North Main Street in Ironton or call 573-546-2867 to let the team at Brad Wooten Auto Body take care of you. Brad Wooten Auto Body, new ownership, same dependable service.
Three misses from Mikey Barnes. The rebound was grabbed by Uriah Harris. No, that was Lucian Harris, and he stepped out of bounds and gave it away. Starting quarter number four, 62-30. The clock is still rolling. Nobody said anything. It's a 32-point game. Well, I guess if it's 30 points, it will continue to roll. My apologies. Still got that football thought of 35. 7:12 left in a 32-point game. Up top, this is Elijah Sylvian out of the right side. Got it to David Montgomery. Up top again, that's Stuart Anderson. Now for Knox Beard, back to Anderson. Anderson gets it to Camden Brandell, to Montgomery, back to Brandell. One on three, off window, no good, but he's fouled. Camden Brandell going to go to the line to shoot two free throws. And the foul is called against Paxton Brinkley, his first. Two free throws for Brandell. 1st one, no good. Free throws are brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Lenington and Festus. One more game to go after this one. West County. And that one won't count. It ricocheted off the back of it. So no good. Or off the overhang, I should say, not the back of it. Ricocheted off the overhang, holding up the basket. West County and Lesterville. That's our nightcap here in day one of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament. Keegan White into the corner for Lucian Harris. Harris to the left wing for Brinkley. Brinkley up top to White. White to Lucian Harris through the lane. Hook shot layup won't go, but he's fouled. Harris going to the line to shoot two free throws. The foul is called against Elijah Sylvia. That's his second. 5.5 left in this one. Barring a miracle comeback, Arcadia Valley is moving on. They will play the winner of West County and Lesterville. First free throw. No good for Harris. Second one, also no good. Still a 32-point game, 62-30, 5 minutes left in regulation. Outlet goes to Brandell after the rebound by Knox Beard. To the right side, Sylvie. Back to Beard, left side, on perimeter. That's Brandell. Up top, Sylvie takes it down low, off window, can't hit. Johnson has the rebound. And out of the backcourt, Arcadia Valley. Beggar pardon, Clearwater. On the right side, Lucian Harris. Harris towards the basket, lost it, gives it away. 25 turnovers for Clearwater. Spot up three, Montgomery, too strong. Rebound, grab by Anderson, put back wouldn't go either, and there's Brinkley. Crossing the timeline, Clearwater on the right side, Johnson. Interior pass goes to Brinkley. Can't hit the layup, rebounded by Beard. Into the corner, ooh, through the fingertips of Brandell, and that's an Arcadia Valley turnover. Their eighth. 3 minutes and 55 seconds left in regulation. And we've yet to have a point scored in this fourth quarter. Across the timeline, Johnson. To the right wing for Brinkley. Brinkley now to the left side. Johnson, wing three to stop the running clock, and he got it. First three made for Johnson. He's got nine in the game. 9 points, that is. Alec Todd down low. Tried to throw it back outside, and Johnson had the steal. Johnson, one-on-one, can't hit the layup, and his numerical counterpart, Anderson, comes away with the rebound. Hail Mary outlet goes to Alec Todd, and it's poked out of bounds off of Clearwater's Keegan White, and it'll stay Arcadia Valley ball, 3:10 left. Knox Beard to inbound. Into the corner for Todd. Catch and shoot three. Todd too strong. Rebound knocked out of bounds off the iron. And Nathaniel Edmonds back in to play with four personal fouls, and he will inbound. Carter Dean checks in for Clearwater. 3:06 left in regulation, 62-33 AV. Inbound pass, stolen away. Todd has it, step back, doesn't take the three. Oh, his team wanted him to take it, he didn't. Todd threw the logo, picked up his dribble, gets it to Sylvie. Sylvie in the near corner. There's Anderson, three ball, wouldn't go. Skying for the rebound, but poking it out of bounds was Jarvis. 62-33, 2:45 left. The clock continues to roll. Nobody has stopped it. In a 29-point game, inbound goes out of bounds off of Uriah Harris, 2:39 left. And now the clock stops. Coming to the table, David Montgomery. He checks in. And Stuart Anderson's coming out. And out of the corner, Alec Todd. Todd, deep three. Got it. Nothing but net. Alec Todd has 5 points in the game. At the other end, Nathaniel Edmonds. Step back on perimeter. 2:28 left in regulation. Edmonds is who's called on the foul. And it'll be Arcadia Valley's Knox Beard, his first. Nathaniel Edmonds to inbound. Robert Edmonds comes into the game. Leighton Johnson comes out with 2 minutes left, and the clock continues to roll down. 65-33 the score. Arcadia Valley leads. Inbound pass to Robert Edmonds from Nathaniel Edmonds. Back to Nathaniel Edmonds. Now to the right side for Carter Dean. Carter Dean had it knocked away by Sylvie and had to come back and get it. Players come together. That'll be a foul called against Arcadia Valley as Braden Jarvis tried to come in and steal that. I think he took the brunt of that contact, but gets called for the foul because he was the one that initiated contact. 80 seconds left in regulation. Arcadia Valley will advance and play in the semifinal of the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament Wednesday at 8 against the winner of West County and Lesterville. Carter Dean to Nathaniel Edmonds, head of the arc, into the corner. Three ball White, that's good. Keegan White with the make. Out of the backcourt, Todd wants to take them all back. Too strong. And White comes away with the rebound. 52.4 left in a 29-point game. And David Montgomery commits the foul. And mound goes to Uriah Harris. He gets it to Nathaniel Edmonds. Edmonds down low. Hook shot layup wouldn't go. Rebound deflected away. And Robert Edmonds is there. We get a whistle and a foul called on Arcadia Valley. That's David Montgomery. 40 seconds left, 65-36. Arcadia Valley leading Clearwater. West County and Lesterville awaits. Their game scheduled at 8. The first free throw for Robert Edmonds is good. His first point in the game. Second free throw falls in. Crossing the timeline, Braden Jarvis to the left side. He finds Elijah Sylvie. Back up top now, it's Knox Beard to the near corner. On the right side, Jarvis for three, too strong, and it's going to be grabbed by White. Screen pass across the timeline. They get it to Araya Harris. Steep three from White wouldn't go, and the rebound is grabbed by Sylvie. 9 seconds left. Here's a lob by Montgomery. He may have thought that the clock was about to expire. And a foul is called against Arcadia Valley. It's Alec Todd, his first. And that'll put Robert Edmonds at the line to shoot two free throws. With 5 seconds left in the game. First free throw, good. Three in the game for Robert Edmonds, all from the free throw line of the last handful of moments. Next one, no good. Rebound by Sylvie, and that'll do it. His fourth rebound. 65-39 is the final, and Arcadia Valley wins it. Through two, higher seeds have prevailed. We head to the between game show as we'll wrap up game two and get you set for game three, quarterfinals in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving Tournament on KFMO.